那我们首先来感谢神，在赐给我们有这个生命气息。今天早上我们能够相聚在这里，一起的来敬拜赞美神。
First, we give thanks to God for He allowed us to live and to worship Him this morning.
那我们看见了这个生命啊，是非常奇妙的。
We see that life is a wonder.
那它其中的一个特征呢，就是生如果有生命的话，一样东西有生命的话，它就能够什么？它就能够成长。
What is the characteristics of life? One of the characteristics is that it can grow.
那当然，我们也发现到，当生命不再成长的时候呢，它会怎样呢？
And what if the life the doesn't grow? What would it turn out?
它就会枯萎，就会死亡哈。
And it will wither and die.
Is it on? Okay. Yeah, 这个你看这个图片，我们就知道哈。那生命的一个特征呢，就是它能够成长。那停止成长的时候，它就会枯萎哈。
And if you see this picture, it depicts that when it has life, it grows; otherwise, it dies.
那上两次呢，我已经跟大家分享过这个教会这个合一的课题哈。
Last two times we talked about the topic in church unity.
那今天呢，我要继续跟大家来分享，就是关于教会成长的这个课题哈。
And today we're going to talk about the church growth.
那我们知道这个合一与成长呢是秘密相关的哈。
We know that the unity and the growth they are inseparable.
那有合一呢就有成长哈。
Unity bring forth the growth.
啊，没有合一呢就不会有成长。
And so no unity, no growth.
那魔鬼呢？我们看到魔鬼呢，常常要借助我们之间啊，教会弟兄姐妹们之间的不和呢，来破坏神的工作。
So, Satan often use the disgruntles or the between brother and sister within church to destroy the church.
那使到教会呢受到亏损哈，使教会呢不但不至于不会继续的成长呢，反而呢。会更加的衰落。
In such a way so that the church would not only stop growing, but also be destroyed.
那今天呢，我们要来看这个我要讲的这个经文哈。
So today let's look at the verses we were about to discuss.
一起哈，这个好像话不能够走动。Okay.那就是从这个第七节到十一节哈，这是我要跟大家今天来看的这个经文。
So today we're going to talk about verse 7 to 11.
那这里说我们个人蒙恩呢都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候呢掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人哈。祭所身上岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是延伸诸天之上要充满万有的，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So from 7 to 11, but to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers.
那在这段经文里面，我们看到了耶稣基督呢，将各样不同的恩赐呢，赏赐给他的这个教会。
So in this passage, we see that Christ has given different gifts to his church.
叫他的这个教会呢，叫他的教会呢得以建立。
So the church may be built up.
得以长大成人。
May grow to into maturity.
那首先呢，我们要来看一下什么是那个属灵的恩赐？
So first of all, we want to see what's a spiritual gift.
那这个首先的恩赐呢，不是这个我们所认为的这个天然的这个才干或者才能哈。
So first of all, the gift of grace is not something your out of your nature a natural talent.
因为呢，今天呢，这个天然的这个才干和才能呢，是无论是基督徒或者非基督徒呢，都能够拥有的。
Because all these natural talents can be possessed by Christians or non-Christians alike.
有些呢，它是与生俱来的。
Some of them they come with your birth.
那有些呢是后来借助这个兴趣或者这个学习拥有的这个才干或者特长哈。
And then some of them come from your training or out of your interest.
那但是属灵的恩赐呢
？But then how about spiritual gifts?
是可以说是神赐给信徒的啊。一种特别的能力或者特长哈。
But there are the special strength or gifts that talents given by God.
那主要呢，使到这个信徒呢，能够使用这些恩赐呢，来完成神的这个工作，还有建立他的教会。
So that the believers can use these gifts to accomplish to complete God's work and to build up the church.
那圣经中有哪一些这个属灵的恩赐呢
？So how many the spiritual gifts we have in that described in the Bible？
那我们如果看这个新约圣经呢，有三处的有主要有三处的经文呢，列举了这个属灵的恩赐哈。
So there are three main passages in the Bible to give out all these different kind of spiritual gifts.
罗马书第十二章第六到第八节，哥林多前书第十二章第八到十一节，还有以弗所书第四章第十一节，今天我们所看的经文。
So as it listed here, Romans chapter 12, verse 6 to 8, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 8 through 11, and Ephesians chapter 4, 11.
如果我们把这三处的经文所列举的这个恩赐呢，归纳一下呢，大概会有有二十种不同的恩赐。
So if we summarize all these gifts from these three passages, you probably can come up about 20 different spiritual gifts.
好像这里说做预言的，还有就是这个做执事的、教导的、劝化的、施舍的、治理的、怜悯人的，有智慧言语、知识言语、信心、医病恩赐，还有这个行异能、辨别诸灵、说方言、方方言。做使徒、先知、传福音、牧师、教师哈。
So roughly, you can see there are like a gift of prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leadership, showing mercy, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, work, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues, interpreting of tongues, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
那你看了这一个所列举的这些这个属灵恩赐，你觉得你有其中哪几项呢
？So looking at this list, how many spiritual gifts do you have?
那我们真的是盼望说，神将这些的恩赐呢，都丰丰富富的来赏赐给我们这个教会。
We pray that God will pour down abundantly, giving these spiritual gifts to our church.
让我们能够按照神所赐给我们的不同的恩赐呢，在这个教会当中呢，彼此的配搭来服事。
So we can complement each other in the church using all these gifts from God.
那我们现在来看这个，这里讲到第七到第十节，讲到这个耶稣基督的这个恩赐哈。
And here, let's go to verse 7 to 10. That talks about the spiritual, the gifts from God.
那这里呢，保罗提醒我们三件事情哈，有关于这个恩赐哈。
So Paul reminds us three things about the spiritual gifts.
那首先呢，可以说一切的恩赐呢，都是出乎神的这个恩典哈。
First of all gifts they are the grace of God.
他这里说我们个人蒙恩。表示我们一切今天呢所领受的恩赐呢，都是出乎神的这个恩典哈。
So it says that we have received the grace, which means all grace are from received from we receive from God.
那什么是恩典呢
？But what is grace?
那恩典可以说呢是我们领受了我们原本不配得的东西哈。
So grace is talking about something we receive that we are not we are not we don't deserve to receive it.
那今天我看到有一些年轻人坐在我们当中哈。
Now I see many young people among us.
你想你在家里住的在你如果你还在跟你父母亲住在一起哈。
So if you still live with your parents.
那你的父母呢每一天呢都煮什么？早餐都为你预备了早餐、午餐、晚餐哈。
So your parents will probably prepare 3 meals a day for you.
那你觉得这些你父母所为你预备的是不是恩典呢
？So do you think they are the 3 meals provided by your parents are they grace to you？
是不是你必须说要去要付钱或者说要去赚取的呢
？Is something you have to pay or you have to earn those meals？
我想。你不需要去做，或者是去做什么哈？是你父母呢？为了爱你啊，这样每一天呢，愿意为你预备哈这些这些餐这些饮食呢，来供应你哈。
So your parents because of their love for you, they prepare and provides all these things for you. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, 这些都是这个可以说是父母给你的这个恩典哈。
And you may say that's the grace from your parent.
那今天呢我们说神所赐给我们的恩典呢例如呢这个救恩哈。
So today we talk about the grace of God, for example, the salvation.
那我们知道我们原是在罪恶当中灭亡的人哈。
You know that we were sinners destined to perish.
那但是呢今天呢神借着耶稣基督来救赎了我们。
But today God has redeemed us through Jesus Christ.
那这正是神所赐给我们一个巨大的这个恩典。
And this is a great gift from God.
那今天呢，我相信呢，一个对神恩典认识的人呢
，So I believe anyone that who knows the grace from God of God
啊，必定是一个谦卑的人哈。
Has to be must be a humble person.
因为知道一切所拥有的都是出自神的恩典。
But he knows that everything he owns is from God.
是没有我们没有什么可夸的。
Nothing we can boast about.
那另外呢一个对神恩典有认识的人呢
And secondly, if someone knows about the grace of God,
也必定是一个小的感恩的人。
Also a grateful person.
因为知道一切都是神所赏赐给我们的。
But he knows everything he owns belongs to God.
所以作为基督徒呢，我想其中两个应该有的这个特点呢，就是基督徒呢也应该是什么一个谦卑的人哈。
So being a Christian, I think there such a person should have two characteristics. One is the humility.
第二呢，就是小的感恩哈。
And secondly, a grateful heart.
那今天我们要为神所赐给个人不同的恩赐感谢神哈。
So today we need to give thanks for different gifts that were given by God.
我们不自夸，为了我们所的这个恩赐呢，不夸口哈。
So we don't boast about the gift that we have received.
而是能够存着感恩谦卑的心呢来服侍神来服侍人。
But to serve God and people using these gifts.
那第二呢我们也看到恩赐呢是由基督来分配给个人的。
And secondly, we see that gifts are apportioned by Christ.
这里说都是照基督所量给个人的这个恩赐。
So it is apportioned by Christ.
所以基督呢耶稣基督呢将他的恩赐呢来分配给我们每个个人。
So he apportioned his gift to each and every one of us.
可以说都是所赐给我们他按照我们呢可以说每个基督徒呢都有耶稣基督所赐给最适合于他的恩赐。
So in other words, every Christian have the spiritual gifts that is most suitable for him,that are given by Christ.
以便呢，我们每一个人呢，每个在耶稣基督身体的每一个人呢，能够发挥他的功能，能够来建立基督的教会。
So that we can build up the church and using the gift.
那我们都知道这个在16世纪初所发生的这个宗教改革运动。
So we all know that in the 16th century, the Reformation.
那么在这个宗教改革运动当中呢，所强调的一个观念呢，就是什么呢？
So during the Reformation, one of the idea they have is this.
就是信徒皆祭司的这个观念。
So the priesthood for all believers.
那可以说在当时在中世纪的这个教会当中呢，
So in the middle age, during the, those time,
那服事呢只是限于什么圣职人员。
So the religious service are limited or only performed by those clergies.
那么信徒呢只是 只有坐在那里观赏的这个这个机会。
So other believers or laymen, all what they do is just by attending and also observing.
那但是宗教改革之后呢，再回到圣经的教导。
So after the Reformation, they have returned back to the teaching of the Bible.
就是说每一位信徒呢都是神的祭司。
That it says that all believers are priests.
那么皆由神所赐给个人的这个恩赐呢，来服侍神。
So they serve God using all the gifts they have received from God.
所以这个服侍呢，不只是这个圣职人员的这个权利。
So service is no longer the rights or privilege for those clergies.
那么服侍呢，也是每一个信徒的这个权利。
But they are the rights for all the believers.
因为呢，这个神是给每一个信徒呢都有这个恩赐。
Because God has given all believers various gifts.
我们都可以用这个恩赐呢来服侍神。
So we can use these gifts to serve God.
那么我们看在使徒行传的初期教会当中。
So if we look at the early church in the book of Acts,
我们看到一件事情呢，就是说他们从这个信徒当中呢显出七位的这个执事。
So they have chose seven deacons among those brothers.
那么他们显出来呢，就是要来协助这个使徒们呢，来帮助那些有需要的这个肢体。
The reason they were chosen, the purpose of that is to help those apostles to govern the church.
因为当时可能就是这个教会越来越多，越来越膨大。
Because at the time the church was growing.
那么这个只单靠这十二位使徒呢，是无法来应付这么多人的这个需要。
Just by the 12 apostles, they cannot handle all the day-to-day events.
所以他们在这个信徒当中呢，显出这个七位执事来协助使徒们。
So they pick seven believers among all of them.
那不但如此，你会发现到呢，其中两位就是使提反和腓力。
And if you look carefully among them, two of them, Philip and Stephen.
那么他们也蒙了这个圣灵呢，是给他们有这个行神迹的能力。
And God, the Holy Spirit has given them ability to perform miracles.
还有呢，这个有给他们这个传福音的恩赐。
And also give them the gift of evangelism.
所以这个我们看到神所赐的不只是说给使徒们有这样的能力或者有这样的恩赐，同样的也给这两位这个信徒呢说有这样的能力和这个恩赐。
So these gifts are not only given to the apostles but also given to these two deacons.
那你会发现到呢，圣经对这两位从信徒所拣选出来的这个执事的记载呢。
So if we look at how our Bible describes these two brothers who are chosen from out of those believers.
这比一些使徒的这个记载来得更多。
And the passage dedicated for these two people are actually more than some of the apostles. Some of the apostles.
所以今天呢，每一位信徒呢，皆是祭司。
So today, all believers, we are priests.
那么所以应当呢来参与这个教会的这个服事。
So we all need to participate in the service in the church.
这样就能够避免呢只有少部分的人呢在那里服事而已。
And this can avoid the symptom or phenomena that only a few serve in the church.
那今天教会一般上教会一个现象呢就是有 20% 的信徒呢服事 80% 的这个信徒。
A common phenomenon we see in the church is that the 20% of the brothers and sisters serve the other 80% of the believers.
那当我们盼望说这能够倒转过来，我们有 80% 的人来服事哈。
We hope that this can be reversed and we would have 80% of brothers and sisters to serve those the rest.
那如果你来的这教会呢，已经一段的时日了。
So if you have come to this church for some time,
如果你还没有参与任何的一个教会的服事的话，
and you, if you have not participated in any service in the church,
那如果你想服事呢，你可以跟牧者或者长老来谈。
So if you want to serve in the church, you should talk to the pastor and elders.
那我们会非常愿意的跟你来谈。
And we'll be glad to talk to you about it.
帮助你看你可以在哪一些方面可以在这个教会当中来服事哈。
So we can see it where in the church you can serve and help the church.
那第三呢
？And thirdly,
那这里说基督乃是根据他的得胜呢，将这个恩赐赏给人哈。
So it says that Christ has given the gifts according to his victory.
这里说升上高天的时候，掳掠的仇敌将各样的恩赐赏给人。
So verse 8 it says that this is why it says when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
那这句话呢是引自这个诗篇呢68篇18节的这一句话。
So this passage actually is quoted from the Psalm chapter 68 verse 18.
那诗篇六十八篇呢，乃是讲到这个得胜的这个诗篇。
So Psalm 68 is a psalm about the victory.
那么他讲述了在战场上呢，得胜的这个将军呢，他将带回来的这个掳物和这个俘虏呢，分送给这个百姓。
So it talks about a victorious general who brought back the captives as gifts.
那么耶稣基督呢，就好像一个得胜的将军一样。
And Jesus is like that victorious general.
那借着他的这个死，并且从死里复活呢，升天得胜了这个撒旦，得胜了这个罪恶的权势，得胜了这个死亡的权势。
And he is victorious over Satan through his death on cross.
那么将天上各样的属灵的恩赐呢，来赏给我们。
And he can give the spiritual gifts from heaven to all people, all of us.
那么第九到第十节呢，两节呢是在这个括号内哈。他说既说身上岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是衍生诸天之上要充满万有的。
So verse 9 and 10 actually are in parentheses. It says that what does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly region. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
那这两节是什么意思呢？
What does it mean then?
那这两节呢，其实是要解释这个第八节的那升上高天得胜仇敌的基督是怎样的耶稣基督。
So these two verses is used to describe what kind of Jesus he's talking about in verse 8. That is who is victorious.
那他就如这个腓立比书呢，这个第二章第十一节所讲的。
So it's like in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 through 11.
他讲到说他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，起了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。 所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不气息，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So as it is said in the Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 through 11, who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the time of Jesus, so that the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以耶稣基督他先降卑自己，降在我们当中。
So, Jesus has first humbled himself and appeared among us.
然而呢
as a man.
如今呢，神叫他再从死里复活，把他升为至高。
And then God exalted him after his resurrection.
那有一天呢，这里就如这里所说的，那天叫一切天上的、地下的和地底下的。因耶稣的名呢，无不气息，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So as it says here, the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heavens and earth, and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.
那今天呢，未必每一个人呢都信靠耶稣基督。
Obviously, today not everybody believe in and trust in Jesus.
也不是每一个人呢会尊他为主。
And not everyone will proclaim or acknowledge that he is the Lord.
但是呢，有一天将到来哈。
But there's one day shall come.
每一个呢都要在主的面前呢屈膝。
All shall kneel before him.
都要口称耶稣基督为主。
And acknowledge that he is the Lord.
那我们接下来来看一下，就是这里所讲的五种建立教会的这个恩赐。
Then we're going to talk about the five different gifts that used to build up the church.
这里说他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
So it says here that there are different gifts like apostles, prophets, evangelists, and the pastors and teachers.
那我们看到这个五种这个恩赐呢，一方面是一种的恩赐，另一方面也是一种的职分。
So these are gifts. On the one hand, they are gifts indeed, but on the other hand, they are also like an office of in the church.
那这五种的恩赐的这个职分呢，按个人来说呢，他们得着什么？他们得着这种职分呢，是根据他们的恩赐。但按教会来说呢，神乃是把这种的职分呢，当做这个恩赐呢，来赐给教会，使教会因此得建立。
So on the one hand, they receive these responsibility or office is according to their gifts. But from church's point of view, God has given these office as a gift to the church.
那我们一一来看这五种教会建立教会的恩赐。
So let's take a look at these five different gifts.
那首先呢，我们看到这个使徒哈。
First of all, apostles.
那在原文就是奉差遣的这个意思哈。
In the original meaning is someone being sent.
那么在福音和这个使徒行传里面，我们看到只有耶稣基督的十二门徒。还有包括当时的这个就是包括代替犹大的这个马提亚哈。
So in the gospel and in Acts, we initially see there are only 12 disciples, including the one who replaced Judah, Matthias.
还有保罗这一两位呢，被称为使徒哈。
And plus a couple apostles, including Paul.
那他们都是亲自，都是呢主耶稣亲自拣选的。
They were chosen by Jesus personally.
也是耶稣基督呢亲自授权的人。
And they are also authorized by Jesus.
那他们跟随过主，也亲眼看见主。
And they follow God, they follow Christ, and they witness His resurrection.
那他们主要的任务是什么呢？
What are their responsibilities?
就是包括了就是见证耶稣基督的复活哈。
They include be the witness of the resurrection of Christ.
还有建立教会。
And to establish or build up church.
还有将主的教训呢教导人遵守哈。
And teach teach believers about on the on Lord's teaching.
那根据这些的标准呢，我们可以说呢，教会在第一世纪之后呢，就再没有使徒了。
So using this as a criteria, we can say that there were no more apostles after the first century.
那我们可以肯定的说呢，今天再没有人能够像拥有呢，像这个保罗或者彼得、约翰呢，那些初期教会的使徒们呢那样的这个前卫了。
We can say that there is no other, there's no people like those apostles in the first century with the same kind of authority.
那直到他们所教导的，他们所讲的，能够成为圣经正典的一部分。
The kind of authority such that whatever they say become the canon or the Bible of what we receive today.
但是一个问题就是说，今天还有没有使徒的这个恩赐呢？
But if we change the question a little bit about, and ask whether we still have people with the gift of apostle.
那我个人相信呢，今天这个使徒的恩赐呢仍然存在哈。
So I think the gift of apostle still exists.
仍然是有人呢被差遣。
Which means that there are still people being sent.
那去特别那些新教士呢，到那些没有这个。福音被传到的地方呢，未得之名的地方呢，来建立神的教会。
So especially for those missionaries who go to places where God's name hasn't been proclaimed to establish new churches.
或是还有呢，有一些那些宗派的这个创办人哈。
Or even some of the founders of those denominations.
好像这个马丁路德啦，还有加尔文啊、卫斯理约翰等等哈。
Such as Martin Luther, or
Calvin
and
John Wesley.
他们都是具有这个使徒恩赐的人哈。They all have this gift of apostles.
能够来治理能够带着这个权柄来治理这个教会哈。
They have the authority to govern the church.Churches.
他们对教会的影响力呢，也超乎一般的这个信徒。
And their influence on church are far beyond many brothers and sisters.
所以今天可以说，虽然是没有这个使徒的这个职分，但是今天可以说仍然是有这个使徒的这个恩赐。
So we can say that there's no more the office of apostle, but we still have the gift of the spiritual gift of apostle.
那第二呢，就是先知哈。
Secondly is prophets.
那我们知道呢，先知呢，无论在新约特别在旧约哈，都是神的这个代言人哈。
So we know whether it is in New Testament or Old Testament, prophets that he is the speaker or the foreteller of God.
他们直接从神那里领受的这个启示哈。
So they have received the revelation from God directly.
那么借着这个预言讲这个预言。
So through prophecy.
还有这个讲道呢，来劝勉当时的这个百姓。
And through preaching to encourage those people at their time.
那么先知和这个使徒一样呢，圣经说他们是教会的根基哈。
And just like apostles, they were called the foundation. They are the foundation of the church.
Okay. 那作为教会的这个根基呢，我们也跟这个使徒一样啊。今天呢，再没有好像这个圣经中的这个先知能够说他所得的这个灵感或者启示呢，能够成为教会的根基哈。
And just like apostles, we don't have any so-called prophets. They have the same authority that can say the what they say is part of the Bible,
or the foundation,
or the foundation of the church.
但是今天有没有这个先知的恩赐呢
？But do we still have the gift of prophets?
那我也相信是有的哈。
And I believe so.
那就如好像一些一些人呢，他们能够洞察这个事情啊，能够看到这个时代的这个征兆哈。
So for people there are Christians that they have special insight into this world.
他们能够看到这个社会或者这个教会的这个弊病。
They can see the problem of the church or of this society.
他们能够用神的话语来纠正、来更新、来指引，来呼吁社会或者教会呢，能够再次的悔改来归信神。
So they can guide and teach or encourage the world to return to God through the word of God.
那第三呢就是这个传福音的。
And thirdly, the evangelists.
那就是有特别传福音恩赐的人。
It is referring to those people with the special gift that who can do evangelism.
他们能够带着这个能力呢宣讲神的这个救恩，能够带领罪人呢来归信耶稣基督。
So they can proclaim the salvation with their spiritual power.And the lead the sinners to Christ.
那么当然了，我们看到这个保罗还有这个彼得呢，他们都他们作为使徒，他们也有这个神所赐给他们传福音的这个恩赐。
So that among apostles, we see that Peter and Paul they all have this the gift of evangelism.
那彼得呢，我们知道圣经记载他一次讲到呢。在属神界的时候呢，就有三千人归信了主。
So one of the account in Acts talk about Peter convert 3,000 people during the Pentecost.
那保罗呢，在外邦人当中呢，在这个各地呢，带领很多的外邦人来归信主。
And Paul has led many Gentiles to Christ throughout the world.
那今天呢，很明显的仍然有许多传福音恩赐的人。
And obviously, today we still have many people with such gift of evangelism.
那么最明显的一个例子呢，就是我相信我们都认识的，就是这个赫伯里博士哈。
One of the example, I think you all know this person, Billy Graham.
那他今年已经98岁了。
He is 98 years old now.
那有谁参加过他的这个布道会吗
？Has anyone attended his evangelist meeting？
只有王冕，还有一两，还有这个 Jane 哈，其他的人都没有参加过哈。
So I see only two。
那哎呀，他现在已经年老了，他已经不再举办这个在这个布道大会当中的讲道了。
He's no longer hold the evangelist meeting because of the age。
那感谢主呢，当他的这个大儿子哈 ，Franklin Graham 呢，如今呢接任他的这个布道的这个事工。
But thank God, his son took over and continue his ministry.
还有呢，我们华人在华人大教会当中比较有名的就是这个谭崇荣牧师哈。
And among Chinese Christians, Stephen Tang. Is one of the famous evangelists.
那你们都有听过他的讲道吗
？Have anyone here listened to his preaching?
Yeah, 我想是很少人像他这样哈。
I think he's a rare example.
那神的确使用他，从年轻的时候到他现今呢，大概应该也有70多岁了吧。
I think God has used him since his young age until now. Maybe it's now he's in his 70s.
那他仍然如今呢，仍然在世界各地呢来传讲这个福音哈，来带领人归信主。
So he's still doing evangelism throughout the world, leading people to Christ.
那今天呢，我们既需要就是说有恩赐的这个布道家能够应用和发挥他们的恩赐呢，借助各种不同的媒介来带领人来归信主。
So today we still need evangelists through different ways and means to lead people to Christ.
那第四呢，就是这个牧师。
And fourth, the pastors.
相信这是大家最熟悉的这个职分。
I think this is probably most familiar office. Therefore, among us.
那牧师在原文就是这个牧人和牧羊人哈。
So the original meaning of our pastor just shepherds.
那是看守和牧养羊群的人哈。
Who guard and tend the flocks.
那主耶稣自己呢也曾用这个来自称哈。
And Jesus Christ himself used this to describe himself.
他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命哈。
He said, "I'm the good shepherd, and good shepherd died for the flocks."
那今天呢，当然他是这个牧长。
Today we said he is the chief shepherd.
那他是牧人的这个监督。
And he's a shepherd and overseer, or the overseer of the shepherd.
那今天呢，这个牧师呢，一般上都是指牧养教会的人。
And today we use this term to talk about someone who pastoring the church.
那主要牧师的一个责任呢，就是要教导、喂养。教导、看顾和保护这个信徒哈，或者羊。
So the duty for a pastor is to feed, to teach, to guard, and to care those sheep.
那最后呢，就是这个教师哈。
And finally, teachers.
那是教导人这个明白有这个解经教导的恩赐，能够。造就信徒的人。
So who can build up believers by teaching them understanding the word of God.
那有圣经学者认为呢，牧师和教师在原文是因为他都是用同一个这个冠词哈。
So some scholar believe because they look at the sentence the pastors and the teachers they shared one definitive article.
那可能呢是指同样一个一样的职事。
So it could mean that these two things actually pointing to only one office.
那但是也有人认为是两者呢是不同的这个职事。
But again, there are two people think they are actually two separate responsibilities or offices.
我想呢，所有的牧师呢，也必须做这个做教师。
I think all pastors needs to be a teachers.
那来教导，用圣经的真理来教导信徒。
So they can teach the believers using Bible.
但是所有的但所有的这个教师呢，不一定是牧师。
But I think not all teachers are pastors.
那有些呢，他们可以在神学院做教导的这个工作。
Some of them probably teachers in the seminaries.
那有些呢，在教会当中的一些弟兄姐妹。
Or maybe brothers and sisters, they are just brothers and sisters in among the congregation.
他们有教导的这个恩赐。
Who has the gift of teaching?
那可以帮助呢这个牧者来教导信徒。
They can also help the pastors to teach believers.
那今天呢在全世界各地呢也既需要牧师和教师来牧养和教导信徒。
So today, today we still need our pastors and teachers to nourish and feed the believers.
那特别在中国大陆。
Especially in mainland China.
那据我所读的一些统计呢
，According to some statistics I read，
那我就是一位牧者呢，要牧养大概一万的这个信徒。
So it's a ratio is that probably one pastors versus 10,000 believers。
那今天我在你们当中呢，我要面对的大概还没有到100位哈。
So today, like I'm standing in front, you probably there's only less than 100 people that I need to care for.
但是在这个在大陆呢，特别因为这个牧者非常的虽然有神学院，也有这个来训练许多牧者哈，但是还是不足够这个信徒的这个教会的这个需求哈。
So in mainland China, even though there are seminaries that who can produce pastors, but it's still not enough.
那感谢神呢？
But thank God.
那今天呢，他将这个使徒、先知、传福音的牧师和教师来赏赐给他的教会。
He gave us the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to churches.
那我们可以说呢，使徒和先知是带着神的权柄和使命呢，来建立教会根基的人。
So we can say that apostles and prophets, that they are the foundation, they build up the foundation of the church with the authority of God.
那传福音的人呢，这是带领人归信主来加入这个教会。
And evangelists are those people who lead people to Christ and lead them into the church.
那但这一般初信主的人加入教会的时候，他们也需要这个牧养，也需要来教导哈。
So these people, once they enter the church, they need to be careful and be taught.
所以神也是给这个教会有牧师和教师呢，来负责这个牧养、保护和教导那些归信主的人。
So that's why God also gives the church pastors and teachers who can teach and protect those believers.
那可能我们听到这里哈。
So maybe after you hear all this,
可能我们会想说，哎呀，我没有做这个使徒、先知、传福音或者牧师、教师的恩赐。
And you may figure that I really don't have the gifts such as apostle or prophets or evangelists or pastors or teachers.
那是不是我们什么都不必做呢？如果觉得说，哎呀，我都没有这些恩赐。
If you think that I don't have such gifts, is it then I should just do nothing?
我想有几点呢要跟大家分享。
So I have a few points I'd like to share with you.
就是说我们仍然可以支持和鼓励那有这些属灵恩赐的人。
First of all, we can support those people with such spiritual gifts.
我想这是非常重要的在教会里面。
I think this is very important in church.
因为很多时候呢那些在教会服事当中的人呢就缺乏弟兄姐妹们的支持和鼓励。
I think a lot of brothers and sisters serving the church, they lack of the support from other brothers and sisters.
那么当他们侍奉了一段时间之后，
so after serving for a while,
他们就觉得很累了。
They will feel very tired.
又没有人鼓励他们，也没有支持他们。
And they don't feel the encouragement from others or support from others.
他们就离开或者就不再侍奉了。
So they may just leave and stop serving.
那所以呢，我们在教会当中呢，我们要彼此的支持，彼此的鼓励。
So in church, we need to support and encourage each other.
那这是对于服事的人呢，一个非常大的一个帮助。
And that is a great help to people who are actually serving.
那第二呢？
Secondly,
那我们可以参与这个传福音、牧养和教导的事工。
We can also participate in the evangelism, caring, and teaching.
那说不定呢，神有赐你这一方面的这个恩赐。
So actually, God may have given you such gifts, may have given such gifts to you.
有时候我们会问说，哎，我怎样知道说我有什么恩赐？
Sometimes you ask, how do I know if I have such gifts?
那当然了，圣经你可以做一些的这个回答一些的这个问题哈，或者这个恩赐的这个调查表哈。回答一些的问题，然后最后呢，他会告诉你，哦，你有哪一些方面的恩赐。
Of course, nowadays we have some form of surveys that you can fill out, and it will help you to know what kind of gifts you have.
那但是我想最有效的呢
？But I think the most effective way
就是你参与某一项的这个事工哈。
Is to participate in some ministry.
那好像这个传福音也好，或者这个教导的事工也好。
Such as evangelism, or a teaching.
那当你在参与其中的时候，
as you participating in such ministry,
那么神可能就将这个恩赐呢赏赐给你哈。
Then God may give you the corresponding gifts to you.
那么或者也有其他弟兄姐妹们会看得出来，哦， 你真的有在这一方面有这个恩赐。
And it may be the confirmation from other brothers and sisters saying that, yeah, you do have the gifts in these areas.
所以呢，我们要怎样知道我们有哪些恩赐呢？
So how can we find out what spiritual gifts we have?
我想的最有效的就是能够参与在这个服事当中。
And the most effective way is to participate in it, to serve.
那在服事的过程当中，你也可以向神来求，将这个恩赐这方面的恩赐来赏赐给你。
So while you are serving, you can also pray to God to give you the corresponding gifts.
那最后呢
？And lastly,
那即使我们没有这些方面的恩赐哈。
Even we don't have the gifts listed above.
好像向人来传福音。
Sharing the gospel to others.
你觉得说，哎呀，我又没有口才哈，不能够来，不晓得怎样来跟人家来讲，或者来做教导的事工哈。
So you may say that I'm not eloquent, I don't know how to share the gospel to others.
但是我在这里要告诉你，向人传福音或者分享神的话，仍然是我们的责任啊。
But nevertheless, that sharing the gospel, and sharing the word of God, they are still our responsibilities.
因为这个像这个传福音的这个大使命呢，是给我们每个人的。
Because this great commission is given to all of us.
那我们每个人每一位基督徒呢，都有这个责任来向人来传福音，分享神的这个话语。
So all Christian has this responsibility to share and gospel and word of God.
那可能你说我没有这个口才。
Maybe you say I'm not good in speech.
那你可以将一份的福音当章，或者我们教会外面那个桌子上摆放了很多的这个中性，特别是我看到一份的中性的杂志哈。
So, but there are magazines or pamphlets, tracts we put outside on the table outside. And especially, I see there's a magazine called 中性。I'm not sure about the English name.
那你可以拿了，然后分给你的这个同事或者朋友。
You can take them and give it out to your friends.
那我们在上个星期五的时候呢，我在这个活泉团契当中呢，与大家分享一个题目，就是这个关于这个耶和华见证人的这个真相哈。
So last Friday I was sharing with brothers and sisters in Living Water. On the topic of the truth about Jehovah Witness.
其中我们看到呢，他们其中一样他们做的很好的，就是他们会把他们所印刷的这个刊物呢，去到每一个家庭呢每一个家呢来分或者来给他们。
One thing Jehovah Witness did does well is that they will give out knock on every door and give out those nicely printed material.To every door, every house.
那今天是不是我们也可以这样做呢？
Can we do the same thing?
那特别我们也有很多的这个杂志，我们基督教所出版的这个杂志。
Especially, we also have many magazines published by Christians.
那是不是你今天这个从这个星期可以开始哈？
So can you maybe starting from this Sunday?
那么回家的时候呢，每个人拿一份，在尝试在这个星期呢。把将这一份呢，这个杂志能够分给一个你的朋友或者你的同事哈。
So, you can try it within this week to give out one magazine to your colleagues or your friends.
那么，我们不知道啊，神可能也借助这一份的这个杂志呢，让对方呢能够读了，能够来信靠耶稣基督哈。
And we don't know, but God may use this magazine that you give out to lead them to Him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝啊，我满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你将这个使徒、将这个先知、传福音的牧师和教师的恩赐来赏赐给你的教会。
So you have given the spirit, the spiritual gifts, such as apostles, prophets, evangelists. Pastors and teachers to the church.
让我们今天能够来支持、来鼓励拥有这些恩赐的人。
So we can to encourage and support people with such gifts.
让我们也能够参与在教会的事工上。
And we pray that we can also participate in the church ministries.
以致我们在参与的过程当中也能够发掘你所赏赐给我们的恩赐。
So through serving, we may discover the spiritual gifts you have given us.
让我们也能够尽我们的这个本分。
And we also like to take on our own responsibilities.
来向人来传讲这个福音。
We can share the gospel to others.
可能我们所能够讲的不多。
Maybe what we can say is little.
但是我们能够借助一些的刊物或者一些的我们生活上的见证，能够来与人来分享。
Maybe we can share with them through the magazines or through how we live our life.
天父啊，我们将我们每一位在这里的每一位再次的完全的仰望交托。
So we commit each and every one of us here.
我们满心感谢你。
Into your hands, and we give thanks to you.
我们将祷告祈求乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.